Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. It was late in the afternoon on a beautiful day when the fire in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory broke out in New York City. What caused it? A flung match, a lit cigarette carelessly tossed. No one knows for sure, but the results were catastrophic. Fire trucks were called to the scene, but their ladders stretched only to the sixth floor, 30 feet below the fire raging on the eighth and ninth floors. As onlookers below watched, flames began to singe the hair and consume the skirts of the trapped women. Many jumped, often in twos and threes, 54 of them altogether. Witnesses reported seeing a man at a Washington Place window who, in a gallant effort to spare his co-workers from the flames, held out three women at arm's length and dropped them, one by one, to their deaths. Then he kissed a fourth, released her to her death, and plunged to the sidewalk himself. A parade of vehicles transported the bodies to the Charity's Pier on 26th Street, and there they were lined up in simple wooden coffins for relatives to identify. Tens of thousands showed up. The voyeurs and pickpockets mingled with grief-stricken relatives who were seeking any telltale features, hair braids, shoes, jewelry, gold teeth, so they could pick out their mothers, sisters, fathers, and brothers from among the scorched faces. In the days that followed, a temporary morgue near the East River was set up for families to identify the bodies of their loved ones. The ensuing public outrage forced government action. And within 3 years, more than 36 new state laws had been passed regulating fire safety and the quality of workplace conditions. The landmark legislation gave New Yorkers the most comprehensive workplace safety laws in the country, and the laws that the Shirtwaist Factory fire had caused became a model for laws that were passed all across the United States. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.